You're listening to On the Couch with Dr. Michelle, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hi, and welcome, everybody, as you always are, here to The Couch. I'm Dr. Michelle Cohen, and as usual, for the next 50 minutes or so, I have a great guest who's going to help you out with so many things. And we're going to be talking about a particular movement therapy that's also combined with meditation and other techniques that can help you in so many ways. And he's got a terrific new book out. We can also mention his other books as well at the end of the show, and also how you can get in touch with him and find out about his most helpful program. We're talking to the man, Brent Michael Phillips. Let's bring him up right now. Hey, Brent, how are you?
I'm doing great. Excited to be here.
Oh, it's great to have you here on the couch with me. And, you know, we're just rolling through this book. It's great. It's really informative. And I think a lot of people are going to learn more about how to incorporate the movement therapy and also the meditations and certain things that they can do to help themselves. And you've been through a heck of a lot of things, and we're going to share some information. I can't even believe the journey you've been on physically and mentally. My gosh, you went through so much. And I have so many viewers and patients who I think will really benefit by this. So thank you for that. Now, let me get this really correct, because you and I hadn't had a chance to briefly chat before we went live here. The book is about movement feedback. It's holography, right?
And exactly, yes.
What an incredible teaching tool that you have. And the little side subtitle is how to triple your income by shaking your hands. But this is not necessarily also about tripling your income. I mean, that's a benefit, of course, but it's all about getting your life in order in so many ways, right?
Absolutely.
So let's talk about this. Yeah, it's movement, feedback, holography. And so anyway, let's talk about your journey and how you started. First of all, what was it that made you decide to say, I've got to write this book. I've got to put this out there for everybody.
You know, it was, it's funny that, long story short, when I first learned sort of the traditional energy healing, right, you know, emotional clearing, lots of ways to do that. It took me about a year and a half from my first training to when I started teaching.
Okay.
When I learned the movement, it was almost 7 years.
Wow.
From when I had my first session to when I started teaching. And it's because it is a little more difficult to get into. There is a steeper learning curve.
Sure.
But the power is just phenomenal. There's nothing like it. And so it took me this long. I realized, you know what? I've been doing this movement work for 15 years.
Wow.
And I haven't written a book on it.
Wow.
So,
right?
So there you go.
Yep. Right. And you've written so many books, self-help books. And also you've been through so many different types of
Absolutely.
Training, physical, intellectual, spiritual training.
Yep.
That
yep.
I loved reading about that, because you're a guy who really wants to research that kind of thing. And mm-hmm. really go deeper in order to help yourself. And you did. And bless yeah. your heart. That's about what it takes sometimes, is the magic 7 years to really get something down and really have it work brilliantly in your life. And you're going to help others as well.
Yep.
Let me just insert this a little bit so everybody can find out more about you. You've been a full-time author and healer, elite success coach, spiritual teacher since 2004. Boy, you're young. You must have started when you're 12, boy. He's helped many thousands of clients and students around the world. He's also written several books on healing, mind power, and taught hundreds of workshops. You've performed your techniques, if you want to say healing techniques, on over 25,000 private sessions. And that's resulted in over 1,900, almost 2,000 healings, hundreds of diverse issues such as HIV, asthma, cancer, childhood abuse, allergies, depression, anxiety, pain, etc. And we mm-hmm. can talk about how all that comes together. And once we start sure. healing different things in our bodies and our minds, everything else sort of falls in place, right? And also Brent Michael Phillips has been a frequent guest on both local and national radio and TV shows. You've probably seen him. He's one of the most consistently popular and in-demand guests for self-improvement, energy healing, and the Law of Attraction podcasts and telesummits. Have you ever met Esther Hicks? She's so cool. I just love her. Have you ever met Esther Hicks?
Esther Hicks, no. I mean, other than through Zoom on, you know, virtual stuff, not in person.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, she's amazing. She really is. And that's, you know, we've talked to her before about the original Law of Attraction, but she's not the original, actually. But you utilize a lot of those techniques as well and have experience.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. So I love Abraham. One of my favorites.
Oh, I know. And I appreciate that so much. So let's just sort of introduce folks about some of the difficulties you have overcome with the techniques that you now teach.
And so to make a long story very short, I never thought I'd be a healer, right?
Right. It's
never part of my master plan because growing up, I was a total nerd. And so it made sense that I would have a nerd career. I became a software engineer. I made video games.
Cool. That's amazing.
Yeah. And so again, long story short, I was at MIT in the 90s when the internet hit it big. Yeah. And I was on the research group that was doing the internet. It was called the Telemedia Networks and Systems Group with Professor Tenenhaus. And we were the ones doing internet at MIT. And then the web blew up. I became part of the World Wide Web Consortium. I contributed some code to the early Apache servers. And so it seemed obvious to me. I'm like, hey, I'm not going to stick around for my PhD. This is my gold rush. And so I moved to California, dropped out of grad school, started a company, and figured I'd be a millionaire by the time I'm 30, right? So long story short, it went the other way. 3 years later, I found myself by 1998, I was living with terrible chronic pain. The company had been stolen from me by my lifelong best friend. He sold it for millions of dollars behind my back. And I was left put on lifetime disability at 27 years old and sent home to die, is the short version.
Oh, my God.
And it was rough. I mean, I really thought my life was over. I was using drugs. I was drinking. I was suicidal. And so long story short, I got into positive thinking. And it didn't solve my problems, but it gave me a reason to get up another day.
Sure.
So I did, you know, what today we call the Law of Attraction. Now, you know, we used to call it positive thinking back in the 90s.
Sure, we did. Yeah.
And so, you know, masterminds, group mantras, vision boards, all that. But it didn't really do much for me. So I kind of gave up on that. And then I got turned on to alternative medicine. And so that was a big deal. And I thought, hey, maybe this is where I'll find the answer.
Yes.
And so I spent 5 years chasing alternative medicine full time.
Wow.
Ran up a debt of over $100,000 going to all these acupuncturists and homeopaths and healers and things, right? So it didn't have the answer for me either. I just kept getting worse. And so I agreed to have an experimental surgery as kind of a last-ditch effort. Honestly, the only reason I did it was to buy me more time on disability.
Oh, my goodness. Yes.
My lawyer's like, hey, Brent, if you have the surgery, it may not help you, but I'll be able to justify keeping your treatment for another year or two. So that's why I did it.
Right.
And I woke up and my arm was paralyzed.
Oh, my God.
Didn't go so well, right? And the doctor was just like, oh, that's odd. That doesn't happen very much.
Oh, that's odd.
That was all I got from the doctor. Well, that's strange. That doesn't happen too much.
And what was that surgery
so I spent
for?
6 months in. What's that?
What was that surgery for, Brent?
It was an experimental arthroscopic debridement.
Okay.
So basically, they were trying to take all the garbage out of my elbow.
Okay. All right.
And they screwed up.
Yeah. Obviously. And,
when I woke up, I couldn't move it at all.
Oh, my God.
And long story short, I spent about 6 months doing all these things, manipulations, splints, and then I had another operation and still wasn't going. And I went to see this crazy healer lady named Terry, and she talked to me about subconscious blocks and did this muscle testing thing and this kind of new agey approach.
Sure.
And I'm like, yeah, whatever, lady, right?
Crazy.
Yeah, she seemed kind of crazy, but I was desperate. I was willing to try it. Right. I'm like, why not, right?
My God, yes. Yeah.
So long story short, at the end of the session, she did a healing. My arm went, there was this loud crack in my elbow, and I could move my arm again. Wow. And I was like, oh my God. So that was my first hook into this world. And so I learned from her. I started training, teaching classes, started teaching my own classes in 2005. And I was able to get off disability, start to make money, support myself. But it's hardly happily ever after, right?
Yes, right.
Happily ever after doesn't happen in the real world.
Right.
That happens in movies and books. Right. And so long story short, my wife left me. My father died.
Oh my God.
Had a little nervous breakdown. I suffered the worst heartbreak of my life.
Sure.
And the cherry on top of that sundae was that I had gotten involved with an investment fraud. I didn't know it was a fraud.
I just
thought it was this money manager that came highly recommended.
Right.
And long story short, he robbed me blind.
Oh, my God. I hope it wasn't Bernie.
From me. and worse, they had taken out fraudulent loans in my name that left me $1 million in debt.
How did you survive?
To this day, I'm not sure. And so what happened was, it was kind of crazy that my whole life kind of hit rock bottom and turned around in just a few days. Because it was Monday, November 10th, 2008, I declared bankruptcy, and I really thought my life was over.
That was a tough time, man. Too.
Right? I thought I'd be a millionaire by 30. I didn't think I'd be bankrupt in my 40s.
Right.
So that was really rough. And it was literally the next day I met my late mentor. His name was Carl. And I had come to Carl because I had worked after my divorce with a dating coach.
Okay.
Trying to get back in the game, right?
Well, sure. That's not easy either, especially with what you went through.
Yeah, I had suffered this terrible heartbreak. And so I went to this dating coach, and he worked 100 hours with me. And he's kind of like, Brent, I'm sorry. You're the only person I've ever found I really can't do much with. You're too broken even for me. And so he kicked me up the food chain. He goes, I got to introduce you to the master, right? And so my dating coach arranged the first session. And I went down to the beach. It was by Santa Monica Pier near Venice Beach. And I meet this crazy, crazy old guy carrying a big video camera. And he had me rent rollerblades.
Are you serious?
Yep, I'm 100% serious. And the first thing he said was, hey, Brent, nice to meet you. Are you ready to add a zero to your income? And I'm like, ha ha, sure. You know, put it on the left side of the decimal place. That's my life,
right?
Zero.
Right.
He's like, no, the other side. He goes, most people do this work. We'll make 10 times more money within a few years. And I'm like, sure, dude, right? You know, you've been smoking too much of the good stuff or something.
That's right, down on Venice Beach.
But again, I was desperate. I was willing to try it.
Sure.
So what he did was, I rented rollerblades, and I spent about 20 minutes skating in circles around the parking lot. And he just sat there, and he videotaped me. And it was a little embarrassing because I'd only rollerbladed like twice in my life, right?
Right.
So I'm kind of unsteady and, you know, going around.
Yeah.
And so anyhow, after that, he said, let's go sit in my car. And we sat in his truck, and he had a little rig where he could play the camera, and we watched the video. And basically, he spent the next 30 minutes or so just ripping me a new one. This criticism.
What?
I see this anger energy. You're screwed up like this and that and the other, right?
You're
the whole time I'm like, dude, I already know my life's a wreck. I don't need your help with that, right?
Thank you. Exactly.
Yeah, I was actually upset because I had spent my last $500 on this guy.
Oh my!
I would have made a big
God,
difference
Brent.
In my life, right?
Listen, you were desperate.
Yeah,
you know?
I was absolutely desperate. And so I went home and I was upset. So I called my dating coach and I chewed him out.
Good.
I'm like, dude, what's up with you? I didn't need to spend $500 to have some crazy old coot videotape me and tell me I'm broken. I already knew that, right?
Right.
And I remember he said, Brent, I hear you. Give it a few weeks. If you feel that you've gotten nothing out of it in a few weeks, not only will I listen to you bitch and complain, I'll give you a $500 credit for more coaching.
Good.
And I was like, all right, that's fair.
Oh, that's fair. Okay.
And, so that was crazy. So on Tuesday, I met Carl, had my first movement session. On Wednesday, I had a radio gig. It was one I was on regularly. And, you know, usually I do the radio gig. I might get two or three phone calls, right? It was worth doing, but I wasn't expecting much of it.
Exactly.
And so I did the radio program, and it was with Lisa Gar on KPFK.
Right. I remember her. She's great.
She's amazing. And so on Thursday, I had rented out the Bodhi Tree Annex in West Hollywood to do a presentation.
I know that.
That was kind of my thing, right?
That's a cool thing. That's a great
thing. I'd get a radio gig, and then I'd rent a room the next day so people could have follow-up.
Right.
And usually I get, 5 or 10 people to show up. And so again, it was worth doing.
Sure.
But then I showed up and I'm like, oh my God, there was a line down the block.
Oh, wow.
And we packed over 130 people into that place.
And that's not that big of a place.
It's not. Those that remember it, it's not very big, right?
Right.
The posted capacity, I think, is 45.
Right. Oh, wow.
So to this day, I'm like, thank God the fire marshal didn't happen to drive
by. There you
go. They would have shut us down in a moment.
No kidding.
So everyone packed in.
Yeah.
Shoulder to shoulder to hear me. I'm like, guys, I've been here like 30 times. Why didn't you come before, right?
Right, right.
And long story short, that night and over the next few weeks, I made over $50,000. And I was like, what?
And it's basically from teaching this method. And it's not about, you know, you're not into the get rich quick. I mean, I've had a lot of people on the show that say, by using this technique, you can be a millionaire.
Right.
And that's not what you're about. You're about the spiritual movement, inner work, and how you can, yes, of course, be more abundant, but create other healings in your life as well.
That's right. And I didn't expect that. But my business got busier and I was making more money than I ever had in my life. And it was weird because at this point I had been a full-time energy healing professional for 5 years.
Right.
So it's not like I was brand new to this stuff.
Right. You've done so many other things and you've written so many other books regarding that.
That's right.
That you were into.
I had been to hundreds of different New Agey kind of seminars.
Sure.
You know, all sorts of different, you know, I had like 37 different certifications and coaching and healing and all this, right? But what Carl did was different. It was so outside the box, I didn't know what to make of it.
Yes.
And that's why it took me almost 7 years
and
to start to
let's talk about that. Yeah.
Yep.
Yes. I mean, that makes so much sense.
Yeah.
I mean, thank you for sharing that story.
Here's kind of what I found. That a lot of the more conventional energy healing can be very effective for injuries, for illness, for emotional issues. Yeah, for sure. Absolutely worth doing.
Sure.
But there's certain things it's not very good at. Success and money is one of them.
That?
Yep. There's more broke healers out there than you can shake a stick at. And that's what I found for me. That this was really the missing piece, not only for the money, because the money is a symptom, not a cause.
Right.
It's really being comfortable in your skin, loving who you are,
right,
loving right where you're at in life, all the gifts and challenges and problems.
Right.
And it's a big mind shift in the mindset between seeing your life full of problems to solve versus seeing your life full of gifts being given to you.
Yes.
And that's a lot of what Carl did.
That's amazing. Yes.
Yeah, it's a process of embodiment.
Right.
Really. That there's plenty of places you can go to get good spiritual teachings.
Sure there are.
There's
and they're helpful.
Hundreds, thousands of books, thousands, millions of YouTube videos and TikTok and websites and seminars and all this stuff. And, you know, I could name a dozen great spiritual books off the top of my head that are worth reading.
Right.
But what they won't do for you is help you to embody it. And so I like to say that it's kind of like drinking orange juice. I could talk to you for 3 hours about what orange juice tastes like.
Right.
But you don't really know until you pour yourself some and take a sip.
Right. So, is that what you are, you know, meaning when you say embody? You're saying actually embrace it and feel
it.
Okay. And really get to know it through your own personal experience.
Yep. I remember when I was in high school, I learned to surf.
Yeah, sure.
And the theoretical part of it took about 30 minutes on the first day. This is your board. This is how you hold it. This is how you jump up, right? This is how you steer. This is how you fall. That took about 30 minutes. But then it was 10 2-hour sessions in the water because you can read 1,000 books on surfing.
Right.
But nobody's able to surf until they get a board and jump in the water and try to catch a wave.
So you do it again and again and again. Right, exactly.
And
by the way,
that's the great gift Carl gave. Was there's actually
amazing.
A way to embody this, to take all this great stuff you've learned. We're all one. Life is abundant, all these things.
Yes.
But if you look day to day, most of us don't live that way.
Right.
We know it in our head.
That's right.
But it hasn't been embodied.
Exactly.
And that's what movement does. It helps you to take this and really live the truth of it. And that's why, you know, I say this is more advanced. It is harder to learn. It's weird.
Sure. Right. Well,
but it can do things nothing else can.
Well, and that's the thing. I think every technique, everything you need to learn, every teacher that, you know, who is very famous or well-known, who's shared different techniques, mind, body, things like that, they're all good and they're all helpful. But this is something that's fascinating. And by the way, unless you just, have not been with us, I'm speaking with Brent Michael Phillips, and he's the creator and author of his book. It's out. You can check it out and also go on to his website and find out more about his workshops, movement, feedback, holography. And we can talk about that. And also how to triple your income by shaking your hands. We're going to be talking about shaking your hands. Now, that's not shaking hands with someone else. That's shaking your own hands is what you're talking about. Of course.
Exactly. Okay.
All right. So, so the holography is incorporating movement into certain thought processes at the same time or simultaneously. Can you just kind of tell us how that rolls out?
Yeah, let me break down the name. That will give you a lot of clues.
Let's do it.
So we call it movement feedback holography. What does that mean? Well, first, it's movement. What you'll notice is most healing and meditation is done stationary.
Right.
There's not much physical movement.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, that's one of the first things you'll be told by a meditation teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Sit and eliminate all the movement except for your breath.
Right.
But this is done by doing certain movements.
Right.
The rollerblading, the handshaking, these are just different kinds of movements we do.
Right.
And
exactly.
The reason we do them is that everything in our lives holographically represents us. And so your movement is a hologram for your entire life. Why? How we do anything is how we do everything. And so what I learned from my late mentor was he could watch you doing anything and tell you exactly what was happening in your life. So I could watch you brush your teeth and read the energy. I could watch you drive your car and read the energy.
Okay.
I could watch you do public speaking.
Right.
I could watch you dance.
Right.
It doesn't matter. Why? The same you is present there.
Yeah.
It's the same bundle of energy.
That is very
and
cool.
The movement is what is like a magnifying glass that you can read energy without the movement, but it's more difficult.
Right.
The movement exaggerates the energy. It makes it bigger and clearer.
Right. Okay.
And so the last part is the feedback.
Right.
And so remember what happened that day on the beach?
Yeah.
That first he had me put on rollerblades. Then he videotaped me as I skated in circles for 20 minutes.
Right.
And honestly, it was kind of boring. Because I'm like, you're done yet? No, keep going,
right.
Brent.
Oh my God.
And I'm like, you know, and I'm struggling, about to fall.
Right.
You know, my ankles are starting to get sore. Are we done? No, keep going. And then we sat in the car and he gave me feedback. All Carl was doing was giving me feedback on what my energy was signaling to the world.
Okay. So,
and that was so important because that allowed me to collapse the mythologies underneath and heal.
Right.
So as an example, one of the things he told me was, Brent, you're so arrogant that you're coming across, you're sending out to everyone that you're smarter than them and better than them.
Really?
And people don't like that. And I argued. I'm like, dude, no, it's just the opposite. Just went bankrupt. I have low self-esteem.
Thank you. Exactly.
I think I'm the world's biggest loser. What are you talking about, right?
Yeah.
But then he like paused the video at just the right spot. And I was like, oh,
wow,
you're right.
What?
I could see the arrogance.
Oh, my goodness.
And so part of the magic is when you get the feedback on the signals you're really putting out there, it allows you to make an adjustment.
Right.
So as an example, say that you guys couldn't hear me well enough.
Right.
You or your engineer would say, hey, Brent, we can't hear you. Can you turn up the volume?
Right.
It's really that simple.
Oh, my goodness.
But if I had no idea.
Right.
Right. If I had no idea what was going on, if no one gave me that feedback, I'd be stuck.
Sure. Absolutely. And how is understanding the movement different from, say, reading body language, somebody's body language?
It is similar, but the difference is that reading movement is entirely symbolic and intuitive. In other words, there's no algorithm or map of this means that.
Right.
So if you read body language, there's a map that says, okay, if someone like scratches their hair, it means they like you or they're interested.
Right, right, right.
Or if they're like, you know, pulling back and crossing their arms, they're getting defensive.
Right.
There's none of that in when you're reading movement.
Okay.
There's no analysis. There's no dictionary that says this means that.
Right.
It's simply you watch the movement and the energy comes off of people.
So that's being able to read that energy, though.
Yes.
Right? I mean, that's the trick, is being able to read that energy of others. And I think also, doesn't someone need to advance their, let's say, intuitive abilities as well?
It is an intuitive skill. And this is why there is a steep learning curve.
Yeah.
That you have to develop your intuitive skills and be able to symbolically interpret it in real time, which is not easy.
No.
Which is one of the reasons, again, you know, I went from learning traditional energy healing to teaching it in 18 months.
Right.
It was almost 7 years before I was comfortable even demonstrating this in public.
Right. Right.
Because there's not a lot of people. And during his entire life, Carl did this for almost 50 years. From the 70s until he passed away in 2018. And for better or for worse, I am both humbled and frightened that I am the only student he ever gave permission to teach and practice this.
I know. That is
the
incredible.
Only one. Again, it's a little scary. Also makes me proud.
Right.
Right? Kind of like having a child. Having a child is frightening, but also gives you huge pride. Right?
Sure it does. Absolutely.
Because it's very easy to get wrong.
No, it's true.
It's sort of like brain surgery. You don't want just anyone operating on your brain. You want to make sure you have someone who really knows what they're doing. Same thing when we get really deep into this energy and embodiment, you have to know what you're doing, because this is so powerful. If you use it wrong, it can throw you out of balance. But I'm here to help you get back into balance.
Let's talk about those three generations, like we talked about, of consciousness technology that sort of people have gone through in order to come out the other end to where you are right now and what you have to offer for others.
Exactly. So I like this model because it gives us a big picture to understand self-improvement.
Mm-hmm.
And if I look at my journey, I started with what I call the first generation.
Okay.
That would be your traditional positive thinking law of attraction.
Sure.
So it's the secret. It's Think and Grow Rich, things like that.
Sure.
And so I got into that in the 90s. I went to the weekends. I jumped on the stage. I made a vision board.
Right.
But the only real change, it made me feel better for a short time, right?
Sure.
You know, gave me a reason to stay on the planet another week. Right. So that's not bad. But I didn't see any real long-term progress or change.
Right.
And that's what most people feel, that studies done on the law of attraction show less than 1% of people feel they got good results.
Wow. Yes.
So that's bad, right?
Yeah. Temporarily made them feel okay, but then time goes on and it's like, can't keep up with it or you can't
and
live it.
And then when I met Terry and had the healing on my elbow, she introduced me to what I call the second generation.
Okay.
And so the second generation would be things like NLP, emotion code, Psyche.
Right.
And there's dozens of different modalities and teachers that all teach a very similar version. They'll go, you got all these subconscious beliefs inside of you.
Right.
We can test them with muscle testing and apply kinesiology and use energy healing to make shifts.
Right.
And so the second gen, you're doing a lot better. You'll start to see a lot more medical miracles in particular.
Right.
So it can help a lot of people, especially with physical, emotional issues.
Okay,
but it doesn't do much for embodiment. It can't get you out of your head. And it's rare that it helps you make a big breakthrough with money and career.
Right. Was she a hands-on healer? Did she do hands-on healing?
She did several different modalities.
Uh-huh.
But they're all the same kind of thing. Now, just a little technical point. Terry did not do hands-on healing.
Oh, okay.
Because when you use your hands, you're channeling the energy through your body and then distorts it.
Okay. Really?
And so what she taught was a direct connection of people to the divine.
Okay.
And
that's
part of, and so it worked better than a lot of the other stuff.
Right. Because the healer, supposed healer, and I've interviewed many or been to many as well, is, you know, I've always thought that ego aspect of their own inner self that may be coming through to you, and they're not perfectly cleared, perhaps. So, you know. Yeah.
And that's the downside to the second gen is it doesn't make a lot of the biggest breakthroughs, especially around money and confidence and how you feel. because it's too much in the mind.
Too
much head work.
Right.
Now, if you're not a head case, it can work great.
Yeah.
Right. Then
we're all before head cases.
Before I met Carl, I wasn't even aware there was a third generation. It'd be like meeting someone that had never heard of electric cars.
Wow.
And you go, oh, you can do that? Really? Oh, yeah. That's interesting.
Wow. Yeah,
right. And he introduced me to the movement feedback holography and more broadly the topic of awakening, which sometimes we call non-duality or Advaita Vedanta.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really going deep into the differences. We're no longer working with words and beliefs.
Right.
We're working with symbolically with entire mythologies.
Okay.
And so it would be like you can go to the store and you could buy bananas one at a time.
Right.
But wouldn't you rather just grab a whole bunch at once? Okay. That's a lot faster, isn't it?
Sure.
So it's like working on a six pack instead of a single can.
Okay. All right.
And it is harder to learn. It's weirder.
Yes. Yes.
But it actually allows us. Yes. On the entry levels, like what we've talked about today, it's about identifying and releasing the miss through feedback.
Right.
At the higher levels, it's about putting consciousness back into your body.
Okay.
And so it's a literal re-embodiment. Mm-hmm. And here's a great way for everyone to know what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Most of us, if we take, say, the first finger of our hand, most of us can move our finger pretty easily, right?
Sure.
You can see I'm not moving the rest of my hand, am I? No, that's easy. But can you do that with your toes?
No.
No. Did you know that anatomically, your hand and your foot are almost identical? Makes sense? We evolve from four-legged
animals. Yes, absolutely. Ancestors. Seemingly, yes.
So the hand and the foot have the same bones and tendons and muscles. Why is it you can move your finger easily, but not your toe? It's a good question, huh?
I don't know.
The only answer is we don't have consciousness in our feet. It's that simple. That we've squeezed it out.
All right.
We've squeezed the toothpaste out of the tube.
Interesting.
And that consciousness, that is our connection to life force. It's that simple.
Interesting.
That when you squeeze the consciousness out of your body, the universe doesn't have as much to work with. It can't reach you. It can't send you love and healing and support because there's nobody home. It's like you with your toothpaste tube that's all squeezed out trying to get just a little bit more so you don't have to buy more. That's how most of us are living our lives.
So we
need
to...
all this effort to try to squeeze a little more toothpaste out of the tube.
Right.
Well, what if you know how to refill it?
Right.
That's what this work. That's what the third generation can do. It can refill you with consciousness. And the biggest change, I would say, the biggest outside change is the money. Carl would say 10x your income. Maybe I'm not as good as him. You know, I only tripled my income when I did it. Yeah, but I was okay with that. The biggest difference is this. 5 years as a full-time healer, thousands and thousands of block clearings and miracles and all that was great. I was still suffering.
Yourself, individually.
I was still suffering, yes.
Okay. And that was physically or mentally?
Both.
The
third generation, Carl set me free. It took a long time.
Yes.
It took about 10 years.
And that part is perhaps described as opening up your consciousness, basically.
Yes.
That's the third part that we all have to learn to do. And through, you know, the special teaching that you have in your book, Movement Feedback Holography, that will help you in that final phase to open up your consciousness. And okay, so someone or you can do this yourself, right? We can learn to understand, videotape ourselves, watch ourselves or whatever, right? And then elevate ourselves to understand energy and read the energy.
That's right. At first, almost everyone needs a coach or facilitator.
Right.
I've never met anyone that can just do this out of the box.
Right, right.
My goal is to work with you as long as you need to, so you develop that ability.
Right.
Then you don't need me anymore.
Right.
Then you can do it as much as you need it or don't need it for the rest of your life. The way I put it is all the parents watching will understand this.
Sure.
When your baby needs you to change his diaper, you do it.
Right.
You don't like it necessarily. But it's just part of being a parent, right?
Sure, of course.
And as long as you need to, you change your kid's diaper.
For sure.
And then hopefully when they're 2, 3, 4, maybe 5 years old, They get potty trained and you never have to do it again.
There you go.
So that's the way I think a good teacher should be. It's like, hey, I'll do this with you as long as you need me to.
Right.
But as soon as you don't, that's great.
Yes.
That's my goal, is to bring everyone to that place.
Okay. So it's really improving a whole mind, body, spirit, open yourself. And that allows you to be open to so many other things out there. Does it also open up, you know, I don't know if you're into, I'm sure you are. My God, you've done so many of the other types of trainings, opening up the chakras and you know, allowing your energy to really, you know, heal.
There's
those
a meditative
parts.
Aspect to this too.
Right.
And when I do the meditation with people, it's very common that they turn red and start sweating.
Oh, yes.
Why?
That makes
what
sense.
We're doing is we're opening the Kundalini.
Right. Right.
And that's what happens when you open the Kundalini.
A lot of people are fearful of that, who I talk to. You know, there's a lot of fear involved.
You should be careful, because if you overdo it, it can be debilitating. So it needs to happen, but it needs to be done carefully with someone that knows what they're doing.
Yes.
Again, kind of like brain surgery.
Yes.
It can save your life if you really need it, but be careful, because they can also end your life very quickly if they make a mistake.
Right. I've been to different Kundalini gatherings and things like that. And I've gone in there and I felt the vibe and said, nope, not for me. This is not, this
That's right. My late mentor, Carl, the reason he got into this deeply was he went to a meditation and his Kundalini opened too fast and he was paralyzed.
Oh my gosh.
Took him 3 years to learn to walk again.
Oh my goodness.
And so he learned how to do it more gently. Because he went to someone who just ripped it wide open. And that's dangerous. And so he learned how to do it in a slower, more gentle way.
Right.
Because we want to do it as fast as we can, but no faster.
Right.
It's like losing weight. Of course you want to lose weight.
So
as
you
fast
talk
as you
about
can.
You also talk about having a greater presence. Does it help sort of change our personalities, or is that sort of going within and eliminating some of those subconscious blocks, as we call them?
Yeah. Here's how I'd put it.
Is that what it's about?
Yeah. It doesn't radically change your personality. So if you're an aggressive go-getter, you're still going to be an aggressive go-getter. If you're a relaxed, go with the flow kind of person, you will always be that. What it does is it makes you a little better version of who you really are.
Right.
So, and it sounds like superpowers. That's what I expected at first. I'm
exactly.
You go to this guy, he has a superpower, you make more money, and you become Superman.
Right.
It's like, no, that's not really it. You just become a little better version of you.
Right.
A little
right.
more in touch with the authentic self.
Right.
And so as an example, my dating coach I mentioned, he went through this. He started losing his hair in his 30s. Mm-hmm. And that happens to some men.
Sure,
by the time he was 35, he was almost totally bald.
Yeah, sure.
And he had a terrible time getting dates.
Yeah.
What changed it for him was simple. He shaved his head.
Sure. It looks good. It's a good look.
That's right. Nature made him bald. There wasn't much he could do about that. When he accepted it and owned it, all of a sudden he was getting dates like crazy. That's what I mean by being a little better version of you.
Right.
So maybe you're a nerd like me. I learned to love my nerdiness and embrace it.
Sure.
And people love it when you love yourself. It's really that simple.
No, it's so true. Right.
And part of it is getting past our judgments to see that we're all perfect and amazing in all these ways.
So true.
And when you really feel that, not just know it, but live it, embody it, then everything around you starts to change.
Right. Do you embrace any of the heart-brain, you know, meditations, or, you know, understanding about the heart and brain connection?
I think they're interesting. I think there's a lot to heart math and things.
Yeah.
It's not something I've done a lot day to day, because personally, 95% of what I do day to day is movement work and the meditative aspect, what we call the quantum field entrainment.
Beautiful.
And so I find that 20 minutes, 3 times a week of that gives me way more benefits than when I used to force myself to meditate for an hour every morning.
Mm-hmm. So what you're talking about, you're talking about also just going into that place and getting information, tuning into being part of that quantum field, which is consisting of basically love, consisting
pretty
of,
much.
Right?
Yeah.
Because you're losing yourself, you're losing your ego, needs, yep. that kind of
That's
thing.
The goal.
Your identity, who you are, you're just being with that one, whatever you want yep. to call it, higher power, quantum field, whatever.
Yes.
Okay.
So and the study is designed to facilitate it because if you take a normal person and force them into the quantum field, their brain freaks out and shuts it off.
Scary. It yes, really it's, is. It's very scary.
It feels like you're dying.
Yeah.
Is what it feels like.
No, it does. I mean, yes. you
what's
you
actually
know about
dying
that,
is
right.
the ego.
Right. Isn't that interesting?
But and if you think you're the ego, right. you'll think you're dying.
That's really true. Exactly. I've had those hypnagogic states where I've had, you know, like the sleep paralysis moments, as they call it. And then the sound starts coming and then it's, you know, that kind of thing. It's like, oh my God, I've stepped into it. I've lost myself. But I push myself to wake up because it's so scary. You feel like it, yep. you're going to be consumed and really scary. But this technique that you're talking about really helps you work with it. The movement feedback holography, which is really good. So when you describe helping us live an authentic life, what is that? What does that mean?
It's being a little better version of who you are.
Okay.
And it can be underwhelming at first. Let me give a great example that many people have heard about. There was a movie called 21 about the MIT blackjack team.
Right.
And I knew some people, and a good friend of mine was on the team. And yeah. here's what it comes down to. If you play perfect blackjack without card counting, you will win 49% of the time. If you play perfect blackjack with card counting, you will win 51% of the time. Does that mean you win every time? No.
No.
But it means right. over time, you're winning and getting right. better and better.
Right.
That's what a lot of this is. Uh-huh. That if you live entirely from the ego and do everything perfectly, mm-hmm. you're still going to be losing over time.
Right.
You're still going right. to be struggling and suffering. You'll have wins. Sure. You'll have big sure. days. You may make $1 million. You may get married, whatever. But you'll still be suffering and feeling over time that things are getting worse. When you learn to connect with that real part of you, that embodiment, it's a little shift. Because my friend who was yeah. on the team said, you had to train for at least 100 hours to learn to count cards. It's hard.
Right.
So it's a lot right. of work for seemingly only a 2% benefit.
Yeah,
but that
is.
2% sure will change is. Your life.
Right.
It will.
Absolutely.
That's but the difference.
I think a lot of people don't realize that.
Yep.
Right.
So you exactly. add up these little 1% and 2% right. and all over your life. And over time, it compounds and changes things dramatically.
Sure. Exactly. Yep. Oh, that's beautifully said. I love that. Let's get out your website and the way people can find out more about movement, feedback, holography, and how they can really improve their lives in a lot of different ways.
Absolutely. So what I'd love everyone to do is just hop onto my website at awakeningdynamics.com. And right at the top, you'll see a big button that says register for the Healathon. I do a free webinar a couple times a year where I demonstrate this.
I love the Healathon. That is so amazing.
Thank
I
you.
Love
and
that.
So
no, it's really
we'll
good.
We'll talk about a lot of different kinds of healing, but this is part of it. And we'll actually do some of the advanced quantum field processes with you.
Mm-hmm.
Why? I could talk for 4 hours and not fully explain it.
Right.
But
right.
give me 5 minutes with you in the quantum field. You'll feel it for yourself. Again, it's like right. drinking orange juice or surfing.
That's true.
Right. You got to
do it. It's
just
sort of getting into the yep. gap, as Dr. Wayne Dyer would
so
say.
If you're just going to do one thing, right. go register for the Healathon. We got the next live one coming Thursday, January 26th.
Oh, perfect.
If you're going to do two things, there's a link to my YouTube channel. So mm-hmm. lots of videos about this stuff.
Right.
And if you're going to do three things, you can get the book, Movement Feedback Holography, anywhere that sells Amazon Kindle.
Perfect.
So there you go.
Perfect. Great. And I wanted to get into some of the movements today, but unfortunately, it's about that time. We have to wrap up already.
That's how it goes, huh?
Isn't that great? Thank you so much for all of your information. And,
oh,
and
I'm excited
I
to be here.
So respect everything
I
that
love
you've
what
been
you're doing
through.
Here.
Oh, thank you so much. Well, I love what you're doing too. So right back at you and appreciate it. And I'll be tuning in. I'm going for it. And that's February or January 26th, right?
Yep. Next one coming January 26th.
I'll be there. And you all should too. And I'll have more information for you, how you can get on to Brent Michael Phillips' website and also get his book. And farther than that, get into his workshops. Movement, feedback, holography, the book, How to Triple Your Income by Shaking Your Hands. And it's not shaking hands, it's shaking your hands.
Right.
Exactly.
That's
all
right.
All right, Brent. All right. Blessings to you. And thanks again for being here. All right, everybody. Appreciate you joining me today. And again, I'll have everything up on the website, hopefully, information about Brent Michael Phillips. As I always say, do take care of yourself first. Love that which you are, and then you'll be great for others. Thanks for joining me. Bye-bye.
You're listening to On the Couch with Dr. Michelle, right here on LA Talk Radio.